From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The U.S. National Security Agency has lost the legal authority to collect telephone records after the Senate failed to agree Sunday on an extension of several positions put in place following the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. The once secret program that collected information such as the phone numbers, date, and duration of calls to try to thwart suspected terrorists drew criticism from Americans who said it violated their privacy. A new law, already passed by the House of Representatives, would modify the program to allow the NSA to request that data from phone companies on a case-by-case basis, but not collect it on its own. A senior U.S. official says Qatar has agreed to temporarily extend travel and monitoring restrictions on five senior Taliban leaders released last year from the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in exchange for a captured American soldier. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
U.S. officials said the restrictions on the five Taliban leaders will remain in effect until a diplomatic solution to their fate can be found. The year-long restrictions on the five, imposed in May 2014, were set to expire Monday. Appearing on U.S. television Sunday, the director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, says the five are Afghan citizens. He has personally been in touch with Qatari officials over what is in the best interest of U.S. national security.
I want to make sure that they're not going to be allowed to return to the fight. And I think this is part of a rehabilitation process as well as a monitoring and observing process.
Qatar last year agreed to take the five as part of an agreement to free U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by the Taliban in Afghanistan for 5 years since walking away from his army post. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has pledged $18 million to help Vietnam buy American-made Coast Guard patrol boats to improve its maritime defense capabilities. Carter is in the communist state to boost military ties. As part of that effort, he and his Vietnamese counterpart signed a vision statement Monday to guide the expansion of bilateral cooperation. That includes the U.S. helping Vietnam to prepare for taking part in U.N. peacekeeping operations. China has the largest projects underway, increasing regional tensions and concerns of militarization. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns home Monday after breaking his leg in a bicycle crash. Kerry was hospitalized in the Swiss city of Geneva in stable condition after the crash Sunday in France, about 40 kilometers from the Swiss border. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Sunday Kerry had planned to fly back to the United States Sunday evening, but after further consultation, it was sensible for him to remain in the hospital for observation overnight for purely precautionary measures. Kerry, who fractured his femur, will receive further treatment in Boston. He was in Switzerland for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30 deadline. Spokesman for Burundi, President Pierre Nkurunziza, said Monday the government will consider a request from East African leaders to postpone this month's presidential election. The request to delay the vote by at least 6 weeks came after an emergency summit Sunday. Deputy Presidential Spokesman Gervais Abyeho told VOA that Burundi's Election Commission will work with all parties and stakeholders and submit a proposal to the government. He cautioned, however, that any delay should not push the vote back too far.
But what the world must know is that the electoral calendar should remain within the limits set by the Constitution, because the president-elect must be sworn in on the 26th August this year. Otherwise, going beyond this schedule could maybe lead to a kind of political vacuum, and this is what the government would not like to see happening.
The first video of a French woman kidnapped in Yemen months ago surfaced on social media Monday, showing the distraught 30-year-old pleading with the presidents of France and Yemen for rescue. French diplomatic officials confirmed the footage of Isabelle Prime posted to the YouTube was recorded in April, 2 months after she and a translator were snatched by uniformed men from a car in the capital Sana'a. Prime worked as a consultant for a firm tied to the World Bank at the time. The translator was later released. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.